Archives Hub Audio Tutorial Unit 1, Section 7, Non-Standard Characters. This section will cover the use of non-standard or special characters within the Hub descriptions. Non-standard refers to characters that are not part of the ASCII character set. Examples are pound signs, copyright signs, ampersands, double quotes, and letters with accents. The EAD editor provides an on-screen keyboard for you to use to include these kinds of characters. You can access this keyboard from the main editor menu at the top of the display or by right-clicking within a field to access the EAD editor menu and turn the keyboard to on. Once you do this, you will see a keyboard displayed on your screen. Simply ensure that you have your cursor in the right place for the character you are inserting into your text and click on the required character. It will appear in your display. You will just see the character displayed, not the encoding. You will also just see the character if you look at the EAD display. However, in reality, the character will be encoded as a number. It is important not to use special characters generated by word processing systems, as these are not encoded properly for machines to understand and process them. So if you want to cut and paste text into the EAD editor, please be aware of this problem. It is best to cut and paste into a plain text editor such as Notepad, first of all, and then take this text and copy it into the editor. You can then replace any special characters with an encoded character equivalent. Remember that for things like quotes, italics, and bold, you can use the right-click menu to enter the correct markup. This concludes Section 7, which is the last section in the first unit of the Archives Hub audio tutorial.